Living icon. About 2 months ago, I learned to recognize what a living icon is. Since the time of my great-grandmother, our house has always been filled with many icons. When I was little, my grandmother would tell stories about the Kazan icon of the Mother of God, which could change people if they knew how to pray correctly. Back then, I didn't ask her how exactly to do it. Gradually, all the icons in the house faded, as no one paid much attention to them, and I wouldn't have even remembered them if it weren't for one incident. Last year, a seminar was held in our city. Mentors came and taught all the participants how to heal various ailments in themselves and their animals. A friend of mine, who is disciple of this remarkable egregor, told me that when the mentor took an icon in his hand during a healing session, everyone felt a shiver run through their bodies, and a dazzling blue-silver light appeared in the room. It poured from nowhere. At this same time, various saints began to appear behind the mentor, and some even entered him and guided his hands, which held the icon. Everyone saw this. Moreover, a golden light flowed from the icon, and the sick woman, going through the healing session, trembled, arched, and then calmed down. When the mentor asked those present at the session what they had seen, everyone spoke in unison about seeing various clusters of dark energy near the patient. "Yes," said the mentor. "Now, you have seen how a living icon removes karmic dirt from a person. Now, she has a chance to become enlightened, but she will need to show diligence, and she no longer has any diseases." That's when I remembered my icons and invited the mentor to my home. He revealed a sacred piece of knowledge to me. An icon stops healing when it is not addressed. Only a true healer or a devoted believer who has renounced the world can revive it. Then the mentor stood up and closed his eyes. I saw a silver cloud form around him, and the room filled with light. He raised his right hand and arranged his fingers as Jesus Christ does on icons. Streams of golden light began to emanate from his two fingers. He directed them at one of the icons, and a bright flash followed. The face on the icon began to glow, and the frame reflected this extraordinary light, spreading grace throughout the house. All seven icons changed one by one. The saint smiled, and it was possible to communicate with them. They talked to me. Now, you can heal people in this room, but always recite a prayer, said the mentor. And he whispered miraculous words in my ear that I will never forget. But what about those who don't have such icons and can't meet you? It's harder for them. Our meeting changed you. and it is 90% necessary. But there is still 10%. A small number of such icons are left in the Echo Settlement for the worthy. The priest recommended we find the people for them. Do you have any suitable acquaintances? You can tell them to write to me on Telegram. This way, I can determine if the person is pure in soul. And if so, I will select an icon and a miraculous prayer for them. But don't tell everyone. Yesterday, this mentor came to me in a dream and said, "A year has passed since our meeting, during which you have learned to understand people. You gave recommendations to only 5 people. Now, this secret can be slightly revealed. Therefore, those who feel the need to acquire this icon will have it. And it is now needed by almost everyone. The time is different from what it was a year ago, when our spiritual communication happened. Find a way to convey this to all who need it." That's why I decided to write.